President Trump has claimed without evidence that millions of illegal votes were cast in last year's election. And he has said he would order an investigation. Today, he signed an executive order establishing a commission to study voter fraud, as well as other problems, such as improper registrations. That's something the president talked about in February in an interview with Bill O'Reilly on Fox News.
You take a look at the registration. You have illegals, you have dead people, you have this. It's really a bad situation. It's really bad.
To talk about this now, we are with NPR's Pam Fessler, who covers this issue. And Pam, this commission took a while to set up. What's it going to actually do?
That's right, Kelly. It's been over 3 months since the president first proposed it. It turns out it's going to be more of an advisory panel than an investigation. The commission is going to study the voting system and try and identify any problems such as fraud or improper registrations that might undermine public confidence. And then they're supposed to report back to the president next year.
Who's on the commission?
Well, Vice President Mike Pence is going to be the chairman. And although it's a bipartisan commission, the vice chair is going to be a Republican Kansas Secretary of State, Chris Kobach. And he's very controversial. He's long argued that illegal voting, especially by non-citizens, is rampant. And he's a strong advocate of strict voter ID laws. There will be about a dozen members in all, including current and former state election officials and some experts in the field that are still to be named.
A lot of people have been pretty skeptical of the president's claims that there have been voter fraud. So what's the response been?
Well, a lot of election officials do think that more can be done to clean up the voter rolls and to improve voter confidence. But you're right. The president's allegations that millions of people voted illegally last November have been widely dismissed by Democrats and Republicans. There's just no evidence. And liberal voting rights groups are very worried that this commission, especially with Kobach on it, is going to be used to justify Republican efforts to pass strict voter ID laws. So even before the president signed the law, it was being condemned strongly by voting rights groups and Democrats. Common Cause issued a statement calling it a sham that would be looking for problems that don't exist. The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law said that Trump was trying to, quote, create a distraction from actual threats to our democracy, such as ongoing voter suppression. Still, there's some conservative groups that think that voter fraud is a problem, and they're eager to see what the commission comes up with.
Is it possible the commission could, you know, put to rest some of these controversies?
Well, to be honest, since it's only advisory, it's hard to imagine that it's actually going to have that much impact. We've had a lot of studies and commissions in the past that have looked into voter issues and how to improve the process. So many election officials think that this is really going to be a waste of time and money. What they're really worried about is aging voting equipment that needs to be replaced and the potential for Russians to hack into future elections. And neither of those issues is likely to be addressed.
That's NPR's Pam Fessler, who covers voting issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you.